to Lumen Christi. We haven't been out there in a while, and Principal Stephanie Kristovic joins us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
How's your summer going?
Is it summer?
I think so. It's hard to figure. I don't even know what day it is.
I know. It's either the longest summer we've ever had, or I think it might be not really a summer because we're really busy getting ready for the school year.
Yeah, I imagine for educators, this has really been a lengthy bout here.
It has been. You know, and we, as you know, you had us on back in March when we launched into distance learning 72 hours after the school closure. And so our teachers really learned on the ground running. And so that was a huge thing for them to take on. They did amazing. Our students did amazing. You know, we had 100% participation in distance learning. Every single kid participated. 99.6% of students finished with all their classes set to go. We have just a small number of students who are finishing classes over the summer, but still getting all that learning. So not only are we busy getting ready for next school year, but we're coming off of a really busy spring where kids and teachers did some heavy lifting. So, but we're ready. It's really energized us for next year. We know what our students are capable of. And so we're really getting ready to make sure that their spiritual, academic, social, emotional, hopefully athletic well-being are all well taken care of.
Always mind-boggling numbers are your graduation rates and the number of seniors that go on to college.
Yes. We're really proud of our seniors. And, every year between 96 and 100% of our graduates go on to college. And I think the other numbers that are really important for people to know about, you know, when you hear things like we started distance learning in 72 hours, it makes a difference for kids in the long term. All these small actions about working hard and being diligent and doing extra make a difference. So our kids get accepted to 80% of the colleges to which they apply. So when I say they're going to college, they're going to the college they want to go to. And they're getting, on average, over $80,000 in scholarships for each kid. So on average, our kids are earning about $35,000 per college acceptance. And so they're really not just going to college, they're really well prepared to thrive in college, to graduate from college, to graduate from college with low debt, to graduate from the school they want to go to in a program that is competitive that they want to be in. And, you know, that's just a result of us all rowing the boat in the same direction together.
Yeah, those are impressive numbers. No question about it. I think you have an open house tomorrow?
We do, yeah. We have an open house this Thursday at 4 p.m. We are running them with limited size so that we can actually get students and parents in the building. So I think we only have one spot for a family left, but then we have another one in July that's coming up as well. And we have some spots open at open houses for that. And then, of course, we meet with families one-on-one. But the open houses are really a great way. We bring in a student to talk, a teacher to talk. You get a tour of the school. It's a really great way to learn about the Lumen Christi difference. And during the school year, I'll have our parents go through. And I've yet to have someone who didn't say, wow, I learned something new. And I'm really proud to be a Titan. I'm so glad that we're part of this community.
Well, the big question, what's the plan going forward?
Well, we have a lot of plans. I'm a little bit infamous amongst my staff for sometimes having too many plans, but it really paid off for us this spring. So we have a lot of different plans, and we know we're not going to use them all, but we feel like being overprepared is a better service to our families because no matter what happens, we're going to be ready. We are anticipating that we will be in 5-day-a-week in-person classes. And that's because we started working in April on a plan to have our kids 6 feet apart. And so we will be able to get our K through 12 kids at the elementary schools and at the high schools in their classes at 6 feet apart. It's going to reduce our classes to about 15 kids per class, which is going to be great for students, great for teachers. But because of that, we are feeling really confident that we can go back to school and do it safely. That's the piece that's important. We want to be back in person. We know that that's the best way to learn. but we want to do it in a safe way that takes care of our community.
That's a big commitment right now, because I don't think a lot of schools can come right out and say that.
Yeah, we really were committed. You know, that work started back in April. You know, that work to look at the master schedule. We ended up hiring 3 new teachers in order to make that work. They're all hired. They're ready to go. So it's not something that we just arrived at in the last few days. It's something we were really committed to having as an option from the beginning. And it took some creativity. We're going to be using some different spaces, and we had to, it's like a Sudoku puzzle, if you've ever done those, getting the schedule to work when you have that many constraints on it. But it was worth the work for our students and teachers to have that option to be in the school building present with each other. And we have other options too. So,
sure.
You know, we've already launched with distance learning, and so we learned a lot. And our kids are used to a lot of those practices already. They know how to get on Google Classroom. They know how to turn in assignments. Our teachers have already been using flipped video systems to do their instruction. And so we're also prepared that, you know, if we are in distance learning for a longer period of time or a shorter period of time, that we'll be able to do that so fluidly, you know, that day by day we could switch between the two if needed and just really keep our instruction consistent throughout the year.
How dependent are you guys on what the public schools are doing? Or are you out there kind of on your own?
We definitely have followed the same guidelines as the governor. She's been very clear in her executive orders that her executive orders related to education do apply to all schools in the state of Michigan, even naming them all. So they apply to all public, private, charter, parochial, et cetera. And so if the governor orders that schools are closed, that will include us. But our anticipation, especially in light of her announcement last week, is that on June 30th, her department will release some restrictions that schools can be open if they meet certain recommendations. And so that's why we're planning on having capacity to do all these things, so that we're kind of anticipating what her restrictions will be in advance so that we can meet them.
Of course, athletics and extracurriculars have always been a huge part of Lumen Christi. Have you guys talked about that, or what's the thinking there?
Yeah, they started back in March, too. So if you need to know how much of an innovator some of our amazing coaches are, know that Herb Brogan created a Google Classroom on March 19th for football workouts. So
Say that again.
Herb Brogan created a Google Classroom to communicate with his kids back in March.
Oh, my God.
I know. This is how innovative our staff is.
I just fell on the
floor.
Can
you believe it? Yeah, pick yourself up, Greg. And so, you know, now, like with school, we prefer to be in person. And so, like all schools in the state and the county, we've started to have outdoor limited workouts. And that's been really great. I know the students are just really happy to be back together. And it's also kind of helped us show them that with some restrictions in place, like staying 6 feet apart, doing temperature checks, wearing masks where needed, that they can still have the experiences that are important to them, and that those restrictions don't get in the way of their growth and the things that they need to do. So yeah, we're excited to have everyone back. It's a really important part of kids' development to have something that they're passionate about, that they can excel in, that they care about. And that's really what athletics do for our school. They give kids something to be passionate about, to build team, to build discipline, to work hard. And that's why our athletics are successful.
Why have you been so successful during this 3-month period, Stephanie?
I think we're committed to our students. I mean, we have a mission that's about bringing kids closer to God and doing the work of Christ. And so that's a big load to carry. And so that responsibility echoes through what we want to do for our kids. We love them. And it's the way that, you know, in the way that parents love their kids, you'll do whatever it takes. And so we really have a mentality as a staff that we do whatever it takes. And when we ask for hard work and discipline and extra from our kids, that we model it first. And so our staff is always bringing that commitment of, you know, doing the small things in the right way, doing extra, going the extra mile. That's what we bring to everything we do. And it happens every day. As a principal, I see it every day. for the public, it became really apparent in the last 3 months for our parents and the community at large. Those attributes that work with our staff all the time became much more apparent for everyone else.
So somebody interested in Lumen Christi, do they need to wait for one of these open house opportunities?
Definitely not. They certainly can, but they should call quickly because we're doing the 6 feet apart. Our capacity is much more firm than it was in the past. So, you know, I might only have two spaces at seventh grade because I've got to keep those classes at a certain size. And so I would really encourage families who are even a little bit interested to reach out quickly because we do anticipate that those spaces may fill up as, you know, different plans continue to roll out. So students and families should contact our school. Maureen Brown is our enrollment coordinator, and her email is available on our website and through Facebook. It's mbrown@myjax.org. And that's really the best way to get a hold of us. We are still working safely over the summer, so we're in and out of the school, but we're ready to meet people.
So Herb Rogan was Googling. I can't believe it.
I know. You're going to have to do an entire segment of him explaining that process.
That could be a whole day.
I know. It could be a new seminar.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie. Keep up the good work there.
Thanks so much. Thanks for all the work that you're doing to support the Jackson community at this time to keep people informed and to keep our spirits up and working together.
Thank you. Stephanie Kristovic is the principal at Lumen Christi.